Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Cass City's first possession results in a turnover, but then Lakers turns it over as well. Both Lakers with 9 turnovers, Cass City with 10. The shot from Rubel's no good. The putback from Schenk is no good as well. And rebound brought in by Sheridan, but now it's still loose and in the hands of Cathrell. Now everyone, bodies flying all over the place. We have a jump ball, and this will be Laker ball. The bottom of that pile is Garrett Bowles. Bodies flying everywhere.
This is a torrid pace. Lakers shooting 41% in the third quarter. Cass City, 50%.
Cass City scored 21 points in the third. Lakers with 17 in the third quarter alone. It was 34-25 at the half. So out there for Lakers right now as they're sorting this one out, we have Andrew Siegfried, Carson Binder, Garrett Bowles, Anthony Sheridan, and Mason Pasek for the Cass City Redhawks. Colin Rubel, Hayden Horn, Kendall Anthus, Sandy Cathrell, and Zach Beecher. Lakers inbounding, facing a full court press from the Cass City Redhawks. 55-42, Hayden Horn nearly got the steal. Siegfried across midcourt, over to Bowles, right wing. Picks his dribble up, back up to Carson Binder out there with 4 fouls. To Siegfried, trying to feed down to Pasek in the right block. The good coverage there from Cathrell, much shorter. 7 minutes left in regulation. 55-42, Cass City by 13. Siegfried to Bowles, feeds it down, and we have a travel as Bowles shuffled the feet. That is the 10th turnover for the green and white.
That was a great defensive stop for the Redhawks. I'll tell you what, they were playing some really close defense. Best action was going on the post.
We have a timeout on the court. It's a 30-second timeout called by Cass City with 6:49 left in this fourth quarter. John Mooney, any thoughts here? Like you said, it was a whirlwind of a third quarter. And suddenly we find Cass City leading by 13 points in this fourth quarter, 6:49 left in regulation. Sandy Cathrell had 11 points in that third quarter for 17 so far now.
Yeah, I have no idea why the timeout was called, other than maybe Coach Fernald saw something that he could go ahead and increase his advantage, and he just wants to go ahead and alert his team. For Lakers, they're probably just as frustrated right now as they were as they saw that lead that they had evaporate. They've got some time, 6:49 yet to go, the Lakers do. And they're playing, applying full court pressure.
And Cass City will be inbounding out of the timeout called by Lakers, or Cass City. Saying Cathrell has it, but he is fouled by Andrew Siegfried about 75 feet away from the hoop.
That's a frustration foul.
And so Siegfried will be called for his second personal, team's third. 6:47 left in the fourth. They inbound to St. Cathrell in the backcourt. Cathrell being guarded by Siegfried as Anthus to his right, and then gets the pass. No one near him by 8 feet. Pivoting now, going down to the baseline. To the right block, the layup's up, no good. Gets his own rebound. Still loose, but now Bowles has it. Here comes Lakers. 30th rebound for Lakers tonight as Anthony Sheridan goes up from the right side. He is fouled from behind by a white jersey. And this was Anthony Sheridan to the free throw line shooting 2. Foul goes against number 10, Sandon Cathrell. That's his second, team's third for Cass City. Anthony Sheridan on the night, 11 points, has not attempted a free throw. He has 8 rebounds.
If you're Lakers, this is the guy you want to go ahead and get hot.
13-point ball game, 6:23 left in the fourth quarter. Sheridan's first free throw is good. He has 12. Good free throw from the sophomore. Colin Herbals replaced by Luke Stern for Cass City. Other for Lakers, Siegfried, Pasek, Sheridan, Bowles, and Binder. As the second free throw is no good, rebound brought in by Luke Stern, who just checked in. Over to the left wing, Cathrell wide open for 3. This one's long. Second rebounds into the hands of Pasek. And here come the green and white trailing by 12 points. Sheridan is mugged at the right wing, or the right block by Horn on the floor. So it'll be Laker ball underneath their own hoop. Foul goes against Hayden Horn. That will be his third. Cassidy's fourth. A glimmer of hope here, maybe, for the Lakers if they can get a couple of possessions going in their favor.
You know, I don't understand the tray shot for Cass City.
I'm trying to figure out myself. Bowles at the free throw line. Goes down the right side of the lane. Nothing there. Could have been a travel. Now to Sheridan, the right wing. Gets the putback. Tries to get the give and go, and he bounce passes it directly out of bounds. No one there. And that's the 11th turnover for the Lakers. 5:53 left in the fourth quarter. 55 for Cass City, 43 for Lakers. Anthus inbounds to Cathrell.
A lot of clutching and grabbing going on.
Cathrell goes coast to coast over to the right block. Goes up strong. Zach Beecher off the glass in for two. After mishandling the initial pass. That's his first points of the night. Now a 14-point lead for the Redhawks. 57-43. Sheridan feeds it down to Pasek. Double team there, and it's swiped away by Luke Stern. Another turnover for the Lakers. 13th of the night, and it goes out of bounds.
I don't know who they're going to call.
And they're going to say it was all over the place, and then Andrew Siegfried, who caught the ball, staying out of bounds, no whistle, and now they say Cass City ball. 5:27 left in the fourth, 57 for Cass City, 43
I thought there was
Lakers.
A foul on the play. But
I thought so, too.
But Siegfried is standing, like you said, with the ball out of bounds.
Zach Beecher wide open on the inbound. He's in. He now has 4 points in about 30 seconds. And Garrett Bowles nearly loses the pass over to the left wing. Siegfried at the left block, off the glass way too much. Sheridan on the putback in for two. 9 rebounds for Sheridan, 14 points for the sophomore. Cathrell goes down the left side of the lane with the right hand, and he is absolutely hammered down to the floor. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the fourth team foul against the Lakers in the second half. Goes against number 12, Andrew Siegfried. Starting to pick up a few frustration fouls here, John, in the fourth.
Yeah, that's he's a senior. He knows better.
So, back to the free throw line, Sandon Cathrell has not attempted a free throw since the second quarter. He's 3-for-4 from the free throw line, trying to extend this 14-point lead for the Cass City Redhawks. Cass City entered tonight last place in the Greertham West, and 5-8 overall. His first free throw is no good for Cathrell. Substitutions for Lakers. Mason Williams, Mason Dubes, and Carson Binder Hunter Keim check in. Replace Mason Pasek, Andrew Siegfried, and Garrett Bowles. 5:05 left. Scathrell's second free throw. This one is good. Now out to 15 points, 60-45. 5 minutes left in regulation. Mason Dubes over to Sheridan, right corner. Back to Mason Williams, top of the key. Left wing, Carson Binder pops the three. No. Rebound long, rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Zach Beecher of Cass City. So the green light will get a chance here underneath their own hoop. 4:50 left in regulation, trailing by 15 points.
I'm not sure the referees behind us agreed with that call.
Mason Williams into Anthony Sheridan, right wing. Gets it to Carson Binder in the corner. Nothing there. Tries to feed into Hunter Keim. This one's an errant pass. And we have a foul as Luke Stern scooped it up. That's the fifth turnover in this quarter for Lakers. It'll be a foul now as well against Hunter Keim. That's his third. Fifth team foul for the Green and White. Both teams with 5 fouls in the second half.
Lakers still employing the press.
Hayden Horn inbounding into the hands of Lucas Schenk. Or excuse me, Landon Schenk. Now that's Luke Stern. Should have gone with that gut. Colin Ruble in the corner for three, and he nails it. He is now out to an 18-point lead. Colin Ruble with 3 threes and a 2 for 11 points. 63-45. Left block, Sheridan's jump shot no good. Rebound by Colin Ruble. Swats it off of Hunter Keim, and it will be white jersey ball out of bounds. Zach Beecher sits down, replaced by Landon Schenk. 63-45, Cass City now out in commanding fashion. Have not given up that lead since 3:42 left in the second quarter when they were leading 23-21, took the first lead of the night. Left wing, Luke Stern, stolen away by Hunter Keim, going the other way. Keim to Binder. Going down the left side of the lane, he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Nice hustle play from Hunter Keim.